Blog Talk Radio. Let us, young and old, join together, as did the First Continental Congress, in the first step in humble, heartfelt prayer. Let us do so for the love of God and His great goodness, in search of His guidance and the grace of repentance. Almighty Father, if it is Your holy will that we shall obtain a place and name among the nations of the earth, grant that we may be enabled to show our gratitude for Your goodness by our endeavors to fear and obey You. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties, and fashion into one united people the multitude brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. Endow with Your spirit of wisdom those whom in Your name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to Your law, we may show forth Your praise among the nations of the earth. In time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in You to fail. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as You give us to see the right, let us finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow, and for his orphans. Continue to guide and sustain us in the great unfinished tasks of achieving peace, justice, and understanding among all men and nations, and of ending misery and suffering wherever they exist. For we are given power not to advance our own purposes, nor to make a great show in the world, nor a name. There is but one just use of power, and it is to serve people. Help us to remember it, Lord. God, be with us as You were with our fathers. May You not leave us or forsake us, so that we may incline our hearts to You, to walk in all Your ways, that all peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other. Amen.
healing one, healing one. By His stripes, yes, we are healed, the healing one, the healing one. By His stripes, yes, we are healed, the healing one, the healing one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio. Tonight, I guess I'm going to be your host. We had a little bit of communication problems with the host that was supposed to be on tonight, Evangelist Jerry Blaze. He's working two jobs, and he cares for his dad, and he's just had a lot going on. So I'm just going to let go and let God lead me, and I will just share some scriptures and some worship music tonight and just talk from the heart for a little bit. I probably won't be on the whole 2 hours. I wasn't preparing for this, but I still like to share. I apologize. I know many of you was expecting a teaching on the unpardonable sin and the spirit of the Leviathan. Evangelist Jerry Blaze will be coming back next week to do this and to share, and he sends out his apologies. He just has a lot going on right now. Please keep him in your prayer. And right now I just want to go before God and glorify Him and lift Him up. And I want to pray for my mother. She's going through a lot of trials right now, and she's in the decision right now in her fighting for her life. If she wants to just step out on faith and not get the treatment they're wanting to give her for cancer, or if she wants to take the treatments, she truly is seeking God. And when you just put everything at His feet and you give it all to Him, that's faith, people. And that's the place she's at in her life. Father God, I just come humbly before Your throne of grace tonight, Father. And I lift You up and I exalt You. Father, right now You know that our family's in trials and tribulations. You know the burdens that are on my heart. You know the things that we face, dear God. But in those things, Father, I'm going to exalt You. I'm going to praise Your name, Father. I know that You are the Creator, that my mom's very life is in Your hands. You created that life. I entrust her to You tonight, Father God. Lord, I know the battle's not ours, that we're not alone, dear God. Father, I'm praying that You speak wisdom into her spirit tonight, dear God, to make the choice on what to do, dear God. I know that You told her in word, dear God, in her spirit when You spoke to Your daughter, that You would be glorified in this. Lord, just strengthen her. Keep Your hands upon her. Give me strength in regards to being her daughter, dear God, to stand with her and to go through the battle and through the fight, dear God. Let her know, dear God, that I love her, dear God, that so many are praying for her, and just keep her encouraged, dear God. She's a warrior, Lord. I thank You for the beautiful mother that You have given me, dear God. So many blessings in my life, dear God, I'm grateful for. My husband, my children, my parents. When things like this in life come forth, dear God, many times we really don't expect them. And it's an eye-opener to slow down and enjoy the important things in life, like spending time with your loved ones, dear God. Spending time with You, enjoying Your great creation, dear God. Life is a precious gift, dear God. And right now, dear God, I'm just praying for Your perfect will in my mother's life, dear God. And Lord, even in leading me tonight, dear God, as I said, dear God, I wasn't anticipating this, and I know everything happens for a reason, but I'm not going to stop because You equip me with all I need, Father God. I just exalt You tonight, Father, and I lift up the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He is matchless. He is mighty. There is none above You, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Father. I want to exalt Your name for the roof over my head, for the food on my table, for each day that You give me, dear God, for it's a gift from You, dear God. I exalt You for Reaching Out Radio and what You've built in Your platform and what You're doing, dear God. Father, I want to share your love with the world. I want people to know of your greatness, Father. You are a loving, merciful God. I hold on to your word, dear God, that all things are possible. Not some things, but all things are possible. And I know that very thing that's inside of my mom they call cancer. Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and through the power that flows from the throne, it can be gone, dear God. And Father, I want to pray for others tonight that are afflicted and that they're burdened down, dear God. I pray, dear God, that you'll just touch their bodies, dear God, and that you'll move in a mighty way, Father. Father, I break down chains that bind people in addictions, Father God. Chains that bind people in oppression and depression, dear God. Father God, I just ask, dear God, that you break by the chains that bind marriages that are falling apart, dear God. Father, I speak against that very thing in my mom's body right now. I'm just praying from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet that you'll open the floodgates of heaven, dear God. That you'll pour out your anointing upon her, dear God, and that you will move in a mighty way, dear God. May she feel you moving upon her, dear God. Oh, Lord, I just glorify you. I trust in you, Lord. You're my all in all. You're my everything, Father. Keep your hand upon me, Father God. Move in a mighty way, dear God. I love you. I exalt you. I honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I ask that you guard these airways and come against the principalities of darkness, dear God, and just let the airwaves flow smoothly tonight, dear God. We're just going to come into some worship and exalt you, and I ask these things in your son's name and in your perfect will. Amen. And I want to read one of my very, very favorite scriptures. It's got me through some really hard times. It uplifts me. I love to read out of the Psalms. I love to read scripture out loud, so I'm going to share some scripture with you. If you have your Bibles, I'll give you a moment to go to Psalm, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 37. I just absolutely love what it stands for. Again, that is Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light, and judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, though thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall consume into smoke, they shall consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and that they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, hallelujah, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help him and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Hallelujah. And in all the situations I'm going through right now in my life, that's what I'm doing. I'm trusting God. He's my all in all. He is my everything. And right now I just want to take some time tonight to seek him and to honor him and to know that you're not alone. Whatever it may be that you're going through, you are not alone. And I want to try to pull up some music and see if we got our studio line back out. We've been having a few technical difficulties here and there. But I'm just trusting God that he will keep things going forth and that he will use me in his glory. It will all things, he will be glorified. I love him so much. He is my source and my power and all.
we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You have poured out your favor. You have poured out your grace. You've changed me by your unrelenting, passionate gaze. You have called me beloved. You have called me your bride. And you've shown me I have absolutely nothing to hide from you.
Drawn me
Praise God. I really love that song. It's so beautiful and anointed. That is Kathy Wilson singing her original song, Nothing Will I Withhold. You know, when he draws us into that place, that's how we can find rest in him, find peace in him, healing in him. And as I said, it wasn't planned tonight for me to be your host. I'm going to have to change some things on the titling and on the players. But God's had something on my heart lately. And all that I'm going through right now with my precious mama, she's my best friend. And it started about 8 months ago. My mom became ill, having problems swallowing, not keeping food down. But never did we imagine that horrible word that so many hate to hear, cancer, would be spoken in her life. I still remember, it's been almost a month and a half ago now, the day that we found out, waiting in the waiting room with my dad for the doctors to get done with her scope. And they called up, and the doctor said they found a mass, what he thought was a cancerous tumor in the agenda area of her esophagus and her stomach. In shock and scared and angry, so many emotions go through you when you hear that word. I can remember embracing my dad and crying because we've lost so many loved ones to that disease. And I've been coming before God and praying that that generational curse be broken off my family. Right now, people, I want to tell you something. I'm in one of the hardest battles that I've ever been in my life, and I'm trying to find a balance to keep this radio ministry going forth. Trying to find a balance so I can be there for my mom on the days that she really needs me and spend every moment I can with her. God's really got my focus upon how the important things in life need to come first. First and foremost, him. Every day he should be exalted and acknowledged, and you should thank him for your life because he gives you that gift of life daily. Use it to glorify him. Thank him for it. Don't take one day for granted. We're not promised tomorrow. You never know what a day could bring. Never did our family imagine that we would be hearing, as I said, the word cancer spoken to my mom's life. I've seen my mom cry. I've seen her in pain. I've seen her lose over 30 pounds before we even got the diagnosis. I've seen her head in a trash can vomiting. But we've made a choice. And I want to share something. I looked up, because I thank God for technology, because there's some amazing sermons by other pastors online. And I was going to do one of my own in a planned time, but I feel like tonight God's calling me out. Because as I shared, evangelist Jerry Blaze could not join us tonight. And I apologize again for the difference in programming, but I feel like this is in God's will tonight. Something that I've been learning all along this trial with my mom is what it truly means to have faith and surrender a situation to God, to really take it before his feet and lay it at his throne. Right now, my mom is facing one of the hardest decisions in her life. I remember when she was just in the first diagnosed and she was seeking God for understanding. He spoke to my mom in her spirit, and he told my mom that he would be glorified in this. And he reassured my mom that there was people that needed to see his power, people that didn't know him, people that didn't believe that he needed to manifest his power where he would be glorified in this. Yesterday, I went to the oncologist with my mom and my dad. And they were talking about the severity of this tumor that's coming against my mom in her life. They were speaking to my mom whenever my mom, just now over the past month and a half, has started to be able to eat. She gained 2 pounds when she went to the doctor. She was excited, didn't think she's going to need a feeding tube because the doctor said if she could eat her own at the first visit, that she wouldn't need that. Well, when we went yesterday, totally flip of what we expected. They told my mom that they want to give her extensive radiation and chemotherapy, and they want to remove a part of her esophagus, and that she has to have the feeding tube because she will get so frail when they burn her throat with radiation. She won't be able to swallow. She won't be able to eat. She will be in excruciating pain. Imagine being told those things when you've already not been able to eat, and you just started to be able to even take pureed foods in. There's a chance it can narrow her esophagus more and it can damage her lungs. My mom asked the doctor, if she doesn't take the treatment, how long you anticipated her life to be? And he told my mom 6 months. She turned white as a ghost. But through the night, as I cried and my mom cried and I've embraced her and she's embraced me, God's been giving me peace. And he's reminded me that the battle is not ours, that he's there with us, and that he said he would be glorified in this. For him to be glorified in something, that means there's going to be something major turned around. I'm believing that's a miracle in my mom's life. See, the doctors are saying that pretty much it's hopeless, it's incurable. They're telling her when they expect her life to end. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we serve a big God, and my mom is placing her trust in him. And she really is to the point right now just to say no treatment, no doctors, to call on the great physician, God Almighty. For Jesus Christ bore 39 stripes upon his back for our healing. And I do not blame her, because the treatments can do more damage than what the cancer can. And God keeps reminding me as I go to him in prayer daily for my mom, as I embrace her, as I spend every waking moment I can with her, that he's in control. You know, even if she got the treatment, God's in control of her life. Even if she didn't get the treatment, God's in control of her life. See, when you have faith and you trust in your Heavenly Father, you know that our life is in his hand. And when it's our time to be called home, he's going to call us. So right now, I'm choosing to put my trust in him. And he's really been putting upon my heart that the battle is not ours. And I want to share. I was searching and asking God what to do. I almost canceled tonight. But then as God puts it on my heart, the word needs to still go forth. Yes, I'll have to put in some work. Yes, I'll have to change some things. But that's okay, because I believe someone tonight needs to hear just the same as what my mom and I are going through. This is a sermon shared by Derek Baker Jr., and it's called The Battle Is Not Yours. And in his summary, he tells us that this sermon is to help everyone who feels as if there is no hope in this dying and trying world. Jesus is the answer in all situations. Hallelujah. And Father God, I just come to you right now, and I ask, Father God, that you lead me in bringing forth this pastor's message, dear God. You've been speaking in my heart about the battle not being ours, dear God. And I know what I'm going through with my mom, dear God. And I know so many others are out there fighting this disease, and so many are fighting addiction. So many they feel hopeless. They feel defenseless. Dear God, let this word minister into my spirit tonight and to listeners, dear God, that they understand, dear God, that we're not alone. You never leave us or forsake us. And the battle is not ours, that Jesus Christ already won the battle and we have victory through him. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and in your perfect will, on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Amen. In life, we are faced with battles on every hand. Some people believe that the only battles that we are faced with is the battles of war between countries, nations, and people. The biggest battle that we are faced with in this life is ourselves. What is our purpose of being here? There was a young man who grew up in the urban area of Chicago. It seemed as if his community was dying, and he was searching to find the meaning of life. After various failures and success through life's journey, he found himself at the tender age of 16 wanting to end it all. You know, when I'm reading that, I'm thinking about the numbers of suicide that's been around our area lately. There's been some people that's been middle-aged, but a lot of young teenagers, people you would never think that would take their life. They've really got to that point, and they have, that they've taken their life. One day, he decided to take a gun that was one of his relatives. They kept it in their homes and figured out what would be his fate. He stood in the middle of the floor deciding, would he continue on or would he end his life? What makes a young man come to this point in his life where he contemplates upon killing himself? What brings a person to the point where he or she wants to quit? The psalmist tells us in the third verse that the sorrows of death compassed me. Or for better words, the sorrows of death were all around me. Just like this young man who was contemplating on giving up on life, the sorrows of death are all around us. See, we live in a time where the Bible quoted in the last days, perilous times shall come. This is a time where children have to grow up more than likely without their father. This is a time where men are not the leaders of the home, but men have almost lost their place. This is a prevalent in the urban home, where most of our fathers are in prison and ones that are not seem to be landing as vultures, only to eat and moving on, never cultivating a home to raise a family. Yes, sadly, the sorrows of death are all around us. Men are no longer called fathers, but sperm donors. No longer called men of honor, but baby daddies. It was a time when America was based on patriarch society where men took care of the home, raised their kids, and provided. But now it has turned into a matriarch society where women are having to play multiple roles. Instead of women nurturing the children, she now has the responsibility of nurturing, financing, and rearing the family. This breakdown of the family is grabbing a hold on our youth, and our society is losing the battle. The man at one time represented the vision. The man represented the sight of the spiritual direction of the family in the Bible. It says in Proverbs 29:18, and I want to bring that scripture up, and I want you to share that with me. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom, instruction. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. See, where there is no vision, the people perish. But it wasn't long ago where we all had a vision. We all remember when a man stood in front of thousands and said those famous words, "I have a dream that one day." That man's dream changed society, a nation that was better, a community that was better, a people that was better. But today that dream has drowned, and that young man contemplating suicide felt, as the psalmist says, the sorrows of death were all around him, and he stood as most of us stand, wondering what is the value of life, and he found himself losing the battle. The sorrows were all around him. Oh, the sorrows of death were all around him. The sorrows of death are all around us. Our communities are drug infested, music molested, and people disrespected. And many times you might think, you know, you might hear music molested. In so many ways, music overtakes people in sexual thoughts and suicidal thoughts. It invades our bodies. And people don't understand many times that the things you put before your eyes and you listen to can bring bad spirits into your life, and that can take you down. They can hold on to you, and they can be very powerful and hard to break. Oh, praise be God. I feel the spirit in this. And people disrespect it. It seems as if no one can make it out. How can we get through this life where every other block, men are on corners selling poison to their own people, not respecting themselves or could care less about the value of human life? How can we live, brothers and sisters, when the music we cater to demeans our women sexually, emotionally, and physically? How can we live when guns are now easily accessible and to take another man's life is as easy as going to school? Oh, yes, the sorrows of death are all around us. And that young man fell victim of circumstance. He fell victim of an environment, and eventually, as the psalmist states, the pains of hell will grab a hold upon you. It seems as if it's choking the life out of our communities. When the pains of hell grab a hold of you, whether it's from environment or family, you understand that without Jesus, your surroundings will eventually bring you down. Get a hold of that. Without Jesus, the matchless, the mighty name, Jesus our Savior, your surroundings will eventually bring you down. Oh, that young man, like most of us, found himself being choked by his surroundings, and he found himself in a place where his soul could not rest. Oh, I've been to that place before I knew the Lord. Oh, I've cried out in the midnight hour. feeling all alone and betrayed and worthless. Oh, and in those moments, trust me, the enemy likes to come and kick you. He likes to lie to you. He tries to overtake you. But praise be to God, the battle is not ours. Your soul contains your flesh and your spirit joined together as one. Your soul contains your emotions. It's when you laugh, when you cry, when you're happy, when you're sad. And if your soul dies, you die too. That young man's soul could not get rest. A secular songwriter once asked the question, "What do you believe in, heaven or hell?" And he summed up the matter and said, "We must believe in heaven because we're living in hell. I don't believe for one moment that we live in hell, because hell is eternal fire and damnation. And Satan has grabbed a hold on our communities, on our people, and on our youth. And eventually, we all find trouble and sorrow. But glory, hallelujah, the battle is not ours. The Bible says that in this life, we will face trials and tribulations. That means trouble will be on your left-hand side. Sorrow may be on your right. Pain may be behind you. Sickness may be in front of you, just like what my mom's enduring with her cancer. But the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. You have to have a godly mindset in order to weather these battles. And what I mean by a godly mindset, you have to know that when trouble is on the left, when sorrow is on your right, when the pain is in the back, someone once said, God will keep you. God will sustain you. There's nothing too big, nothing too small. But when it comes to battle, Jesus Christ wins them all. That young man faced with problems of life where sorrow was all around him. He found himself drowning in life's difficulties. He found himself losing the battle. But hold on, young man. Hold on, young people. Hold on, adults, and do what the psalmist says. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. Don't let the sorrows of death and the pains of hell meet you at the crossroads of life where you find yourself not knowing what to do. Oh, hallelujah. But call on the name. Yes, call on the name of the Lord, because the battle is not yours. The Bible says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah, praise be to God. Yes, come unto me, all that ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So many others have been in situations and looked as if hell was all around them. And then the Lord delivered their soul. Oh, praise be to God. I feel your spirit, mighty, mighty Lord. Oh, and I love this. When I think about the Hebrew boys, when they would not bow down to the golden scepter, they were thrown in the fiery furnace. But Hebrew boys, the battle is not yours. When Moses got to the edge of the Red Sea, he had nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. Moses, the battle is not yours. Job, I know you lost your children, your possessions. It seems like it seems like you lost everything. But Job, the battle is not yours. David, the psalmist of this text, was just like this young man who was faced with adversity. Saul was seeking David's life, and he found himself being preyed upon by the enemy. But David knew differently than this young man. David knew that the battle belonged to the Lord. He couldn't fight this one on his own. And he did not just say, help me, O Lord, but he said, deliver my soul. He knew that this is power when you call on the name of the Lord. It's healing when you call on the name of the Lord. Anybody here wants God to deliver their soul? Anybody here ever found trouble and sorrow? Anybody felt the grips of death on your life? Anybody felt like they could not make it? Young boy, put the gun down and call on the name of the Lord, because the battle is not yours. That young boy, faced with the difficulties of life, decided to end it all that day. And the reality of the situation is that most of us are killing ourselves daily. The only hope that we have in this life is Jesus. The proverb tells us that a righteous man falleth seven times and yet rises again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. The righteous man knows that he is not dependent upon himself, but he is dependent on God, who is faithful and just. When it seems as if there is no way out, and it seems that all hope is gone. And I know right now my mom's in that place, and I see her going through that. But we're going to do as David commissions us and call on the name of the Lord. Just don't call him in the time of trouble, but rely on Jesus Christ for every need, because the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Be encouraged and know that you're not alone, that he is with you. The battle is not yours. And maybe you're someone out there listening tonight that's going through something. I want to get ready to play a song that I uploaded while I was sharing the message, and it's fitting to this, and it's a beautiful song, and it's a powerful song by Yolanda Adams. And the battle, truly, it's not ours. We need to understand that the battle is not ours. And I praise to God that people listening tonight know that they really know that they're not alone, that in those moments of weakness, his word teaches us that his strength will make us perfect. His grace is sufficient enough for us. Oh, praise be to God. He will uphold us. He upholds the righteous. And as we're going through and we're understanding that we're not alone, and as we start to praise him in the midst of our storms, praise be to God, we can call on him, and he'll be there. He'll meet us. And I thank God for that. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for that. And I just want to encourage you tonight to know that you are not alone, that you are loved, and that he is with you, and that when you call upon him, oh, praise be to God, he will meet you. He will meet you. Oh, Lord, I call upon you tonight, Lord, and I pray, dear God, that you minister to people, Father God, and that they know, dear God, that they're not alone, that the battle's not theirs. I pray for strength in my mom's life, dear God. Father, I just pray, dear God, that you touch her. Oh, hallelujah, Father, that you touch her. Let her know that she's not alone. Oh, praise be to God. And Lord, I love you and I exalt you, dear God. Father, you are my all in all, dear God. And I just want you to know you're my everything, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Father. I love you with all I am, Father God. And just know, Father God, that I put my trust in you. I place my trust in you, Lord. And I ask, dear God, that you just keep me and that you watch over me, dear God. And Father God, right now, I just lift my mom up to you. Encourage her, dear God. Strengthen her, dear God. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I ask these things, dear God. Just keep your hand upon her, Father God. I love you, I exalt you, and I honor you tonight, Father. And I pray for people that's out there, dear God, that's hurting tonight, dear God, that you'll just move upon them, dear Lord. Just keep them, dear God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask these things, dear God. I love you, Father, and I thank you for the message that come forth tonight. Even though that this wasn't planned, dear God, you turned it around, dear God, and I thank you and I glorify you that. In the mighty name of Jesus, and in your perfect will I pray, Father God. Amen. And I've been having a little bit of technical difficulties with my studio, with my audio, but I'm going to trust God to get me through this and see if I can find the song that I want to play. I do see it loading up right now. If there's anyone out there that's listening and you have a prayer request, I would love to pray for you, because I know there is power in prayer. You can call in to your host, I'm Evangelist Montel Fields, to area code 347-308-8837. And press 1, that will let me know that you have a prayer request. Again, 347-308-8837. And maybe you don't like being on the air. If you got something on your heart, You can email me at singing, S-I-N-G-I-N-G, praises, P-R-A-I-S-E-S, 70, at hotmail.com. You can send a message to me also on Facebook under Evangelist Montel, M-O-N-T-E-L-L, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, or you can even message me here on Reaching Out Radio on Blog Talk. Also, if you feel led and maybe you're wanting to plant a seed into a ministry, you can help to keep us going forward, sharing the word through your donations. And if that's something that might be on your heart, you can contact me in regards to that too, because we really are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And I just pray that his hand be kept upon you and that he strengthens you and that you know that you are loved. God finds you of great worth. He created you for a purpose and for a plan. And I just want you to know that in him that we have the victory. Praise be to God. Mom, it seems like I'm still having a little bit of technical difficulties with audio uploads tonight, and I apologize for that. But I'm just going to keep going forth and trust God, and I'm just going to pull up that song by Yolanda Adams, and I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to play it off of YouTube and share it with you because I really want to, I want you to hear this song, and it ministers and it says a lot. I love how songs can minister. Then I'm going to get ready to come into close if we have no callers that need prayer tonight. And if that's that God keeps you and that he blesses you. And here is Yolanda Adams' song, The Battle Is Not Yours.
Feel, no hope.
God, praise God. That song really, really blessed me. Hallelujah. Praise be to his mighty name. The battle is not ours. I love you all so much. Again, I apologize for the change in programming tonight. But Jerry will be back next week with the Unpardonable Sin and Spirit of Levithan. Just keep on keeping. Don't back down when God is backing you up. Thank you for sharing some time with me this evening. I hope the word blesses you. And please continue to pray for Reaching Out Radio. And pray for my husband and I and our ministry, Fields Family Outreach Ministries, as God takes us forth. And please continue to lift my precious mom in your prayers. We're trusting God for a miracle and that this cancer be gone. I love her so much. And I encourage you, cherish every moment with your loved ones. Slow down in life. You really don't know what a day is going to bring. Be blessed. Know that I love you, but God loves you more. Thank you so much again to all my listeners. Have a very, very blessed evening.